Despite the claw, Kawhi Leonard dropping 41, the Clippers are quietly down 0-2. And did I mention both those games were played in L.A.? Now they shift to Dallas, Stephen A's spot. Kawhi, what's the deal?
Just making sure that we stay in even keel. You know what I mean? It's playoff basketball. We just got to figure it out. Just got to stay focused and make sure that we keep an eye on the prize.
Maximus. How much of Kawhi's reputation is on the line here?
Would you like me to start this, or would you like to start?
Go ahead.
The fact of the matter is, Kawhi can't lose in the first round and have his reputation intact, because the topmost tier players, LeBron and KD, for example, never get bounced in the first. However, I will point out, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Giannis, those kind of guys can get bounced in the first round. And Kawhi, Jimmy Butler, those kind of guys can get bounced in the first round. And you know the difference between Kawhi and all those other guys? Kawhi's a two-time finals MVP. Two times. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to hear, well, KD got hurt and Klay got hurt, because Kawhi's never been on. You know how many finals MVPs KD has won? Two. Two times. Didn't deserve one of them. Maybe deserved the other. And was on a squad so loaded, like Kawhi's never been on a squad like yet.
When did KD not deserve the NBA Finals MVP?
The first time he went up against LeBron, and LeBron was obviously the best player on the floor, but KD was on a much better team.
But they lost. KD won, and he averaged 35, 153.
Yeah. And LeBron was better. He should have been the MVP.
35.
I got it. He was on a team that couldn't lose, and he was the best player on the team. Couldn't lose. He was the best player on the team. He joined a 70-team.
Settle down, gentlemen.
You gave him more flack for that than anyone. I'm not trying to hear that from you. From you, as you would say. Yes, Kawhi's reputation takes a hit. But Kawhi would still be, he would not be on tier one. He would be on the tier right below, maybe a half step below. He is not a point guard. He cannot make Ty Lue put Rondo in the game, which is what Rondo's there for. He is an offensive and defensive weapon. And in that capacity, is about as good as it gets. He's a two-time finals MVP who consistently is among the best playoff performers ever. So I'm not going to pretend getting bounced in the first round doesn't take a hit. You take a hit, but not like you're about to tell me.
A part of me wish I had a pillow and some footies so I could just go to sleep with some of the takes that you give
sometimes
about basketball, okay? Because it's
like
ridiculous.
Socks to sleep.
It's ridiculous. The other part is the level of inconsistency, but that's neither here nor there. As it pertains to the Clippers, before I even get into Kawhi specifically, let me have my brother Snoop Dogg speak for me. Kick that video, please.
Laker to a Clipper, man, I can't be faded. Come on, man. We're talking about the Clippers, the team that has zero banners, that are the opening night champions for 14 years straight. Have no banners, no nothing. Kawhi is a great player. Paul George is a great player. They got great coaches and the homies on their team. They do a great job, but they're not the Lakers, man. It's just something about that purple and gold, man. And it's like they need to get a whole new stadium and get a whole new stigma, because they're never going to win playing in our living room.
So I got my brother Snoop Dogg talking about how they need a new residence, probably need a new city, damn sure need a new team, because they ain't going to do anything in L.A. And who arrived in L.A.? Vowing that times had changed with the convertible and the crown dangling from the mirror. Let me tell y'all something right now. Kawhi Leonard don't win this series. He get bounced out in the first round. You damn right that reputation is going to be hurt. Now, he's a champion, and we understand that. But this is the part that annoys me, Max, and I want you, and I'm going to be very serious when I say this to you. I'm not going to play around. I'm going to be very serious to you when I say this, Max Kellerman. You need to be careful with the stuff that comes out of your mouth when you say the kind of things that you just said, because you giving the players a license, Max, to do the same. Like, for example, remember how I used to lament LeBron was guilty of this once upon a time, and others have been guilty of this too. You know, Russell Westbrook and others are guilty of this. You talking about basketball, and when you praising them, it's all good. When you critical, well, I'm just trying to be a role model, and I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, I give back and the contribution of the community. Wait. We appreciate that, but we can't talk basketball. We can't talk basketball. Nobody is saying that Kawhi Leonard is not great. No one is saying that he's not a champion. No one's forgotten that he's a two-time league NBA MVP, NBA Finals MVP. What we're saying is, wait a minute. You arrived in L.A. with a mission. And it was to elevate the level of relevancy as it pertained to the Clippers. It was to get them to the conference finals for the first time in franchise history. It was to get them to the finals for the first time in franchise history. It was to deliver a chip for the first time in franchise history. And you up 3-1. You gonna get bounced out in the second round of Denver. Prior to that, you on the court against Luka Doncic. He giving it to you. This year, you come into the postseason. Y'all lose the last two games of the regular season to avoid the Lakers and ask for the Dallas Mavericks. Luka knew it. Porzingis knew it. And, you know, Jim Hardaway Jr., you dropped 28 last night. He knew it. You know, I mean, you just Dorian Finney-Smith knew it. You look at these guys, and Luka gets on the court. He ain't just, as you would say, Max, he ain't just dropping buckets. What is he doing, Max? He's cussing them out in Slovenia. What can I use?
In languages we don't understand. Foreign tongues.
Molly, he pointing in their face. He talking about them.
He's Patrick a bad Mahomes. Man.
Hey, how about this? Patrick Mahomes, the great Patrick Mahomes, Max, came to the Staples Center to see him, not Kawhi. Oh, no. He came to see him. He came from Kansas City to L.A. He came from Kansas City to L.A. to see.
No, that was game recognized game. Mahomes.
All I'm trying to say to you, Mom, Luka Doncic is 22 years old.
I know.
And he's getting on the court. He's not just scoring. He's not just winning. He's talking smack to you while giving it to you.
And he's also a point guard.
They beat him 4 times. They beat him 4 out of 5 times this year. They going at it, and he's talking to him. He's cussing him out of Slovenia. That's what he's doing, man. I mean, come on.
Hold on.
You're not going to do anything. Let me ask you a question. When you say that and you take what I just said, who are we supposed to look at to say, enough of this? Who's that person supposed to be in the Clippers?
Right now, it's Ty Lue.
Come on, Max.
That's why you got Rondo.
Max, I asked you.
That's why you got Rondo.
I asked you.
Because Kawhi is not a primary ball handler.
Basketball-wise, I'm asking you, if you talking smack, Max.
Oh, you saying who's supposed to get you?
Who's supposed
to
be like,
Kawhi, but let me,
I got this.
Hold on.
Let me shut this down right now. Who's supposed to be that guy?
Let me point out. Kawhi went for 41 on 14 of 21 shooting.
Had 31 and 32 in the first half.
What did Luka do against Kawhi?
You're
making it very one way. But Kawhi.
In the second half, it was.
Kawhi played great. And I want to tell you something else about Kawhi.
Okay.
Let's just look at not just in the finals, where he's a two-time finals MVP.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But throughout playoff series, I just want to read some stuff to you. Okay? This is what Kawhi is. He's not a primary ball handler. He's not a leader the way Stephen A. wants him to be. But this is what he does. Lifetime, he's shooting 40% from three. Mm-hmm. Lifetime, okay? How does this sound? This is every playoff series. 34-8, 24-9, 33-10, 29-10, 30-10, 35-10, 28-7, 26-8. I'm going back years now. 24-10, 31-6.
Who's that dude?
The dude is not just a great playoff performer. He's one of the greatest playoff performers in the history of team sports in that he plays at a certain very high, maybe a half step below MVP level in the regular season. And in the playoffs, he puts up all-time great numbers. Now, his position, it's almost like going back and yelling at Dr. J for not winning more. He's not a primary ball handler. He's a scoring forward who plays defense.
Stephen
That's
A. just
job.
Thinks Luka's the better show.
Max.
Well, he is right now.
Luka
is a better show
Luka's
right now.
Luka's the better player in this series. And me recognizing every word you just said about Kawhi is on point. He's one of the great players in the game today. I'm not taking anything away from what he has done. What I am saying is Kawhi Leonard came to L.A. on a mission. Mm-hmm. He has fallen flagrantly short of completing that mission, number one. And number two, there is a 22-year-old on the court who is playing better than him, busting their butt. And by the way, I'm going to put it here, who's on the verge of sweeping him in the first round.
Well, you know, maybe they shouldn't have avoided the Lakers in the first round.
But also, hold on.
Maybe that wasn't a smart decision.
Luka is throughout his career at his age, arguably the best player who ever, he's on a very short list of the best players ever at every age he's played in the NBA.
Do y'all understand?
He's a killer.
Do y'all understand that the Clippers, if they don't win Friday night, they might get swept.
All right, but I want to see Luka win some finals MVPs. Kawhi's got two, not one, two.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Sixers, they got 37 from Tobias Harris and 30 from Joel Embiid in the game one win over the Wizards. A win's a win, y'all, but it might have been closer than many expected with the Wiz playing tough and Bradley Beal putting up 33 points. It is time now for Carry On. Big Perk here for a segment. Hey, Perk, let's go.
What's up, Molly?
Go ahead, man. We waiting for you to tell us to carry on.
Perk.
We waiting.
Carry
what you
the hell
for?
On.
All right, first of all, watch your tone, okay? But
since you I just said your words.
Here, at least start carrying.
The Philadelphia 76ers winning the series, but I don't have them winning the game tonight. The Washington Wizards is going to win the game tonight because of Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. This dynamic backcourt, they have the confidence. They played them close in game one. They see that they could beat them. I don't know if Tobias Harris could go for 37 again. I got the Washington Wizards winning this game tonight in good fashion. Carry on.
Hell no, it ain't happening, okay? The Washington Wizards, I'm not going to disrespect Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal by thinking they're going to get swept. I think those brothers are lethal together, one of the top three backcourts in the game of basketball. And as a result, I'm going to show them the respect of saying they'll get you one. But it ain't going to be in Philly. It ain't going to be in the city of brotherly love. When they get back to the nation's capital, I think it'll happen then. It will not happen in Philadelphia. Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Thybulle and the crew, they gonna shut it down. The Wizards are not winning tonight. They might, they win game three or four, but they ain't winning tonight. And so expect a text from me, if not a text, a tweet from me, Kendrick Perkins, this evening, saying to you, what the hell you mean carry on? You carry on. Because it ain't happening.
Well, as much as it pains me to agree with either one of you, Stephen A. is right on this. Russell Westbrook will get one. He'll get one the way Iverson got one against the Lakers once upon a time. He'll get one. It's not going to be at Philly, I don't think. Look, they're 8-point favorites, the Sixers. You know what, Perk? I think they'll cover. I think Washington will make it closer than 8 points. But they're not going to beat Philadelphia. And Philly's on the weak side of the bracket, and they still have some problems on offense, I think, in the playoffs ahead of them. Because Ben Simmons, if he's in the dunker spot, then where's Embiid? And is he on the perimeter or is he down low where he belongs? Things like that, that'll bother them when they get to the conference finals. But for right now, they're going to roll. And that includes Washington. Washington will get one. It ain't going to be in game two at home or on the road.
Well, I know one thing. I said what I said, and I meant what I said. That's the first thing. Second of all, no one, including myself, I didn't think that the Wizards was going to even be in the game in game one. I thought it was going to be a blowout.
They showed me. Me neither.
They came out with a mindset that they're coming out there to handle business. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Russell Westbrook and Joel Embiid has them beat. And we already know how Russell Westbrook attacks the game. You think he's afraid to go down there and handle his business in Philly? One thing I know about Scott Brooks, people can say what they want about him. He
Hey, Perk, I have a question.
Go ahead,
I have a question, okay? because you played for both coaches. Who's better at making adjustments? Who do you expect to make the better adjustments game two?
Listen, I played for both of them that both had winning records when I played with them, okay? So I played with Scott Brooks in Oklahoma City that went to multiple conference finals, that went to a conference finals with a young OKC. I won a ring with Doc Rivers that also had Tom Thibodeau on this side, by the way, who's, by the way, in New York. So at the end of the day, Philly ain't strapping up.
And there's a question. You didn't answer the question. Who's going to make better adjustments? Game two. Who do you have more confidence in?
Max, if I got the Wizards winning, then that should tell you my answer.
No.
He didn't answer the question.
Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins, number one, let's not forget that the Sixers had a full week off before they played game one, so rust could have been applicable there. And I thought that's why I thought the game was going to be close, and it ended up being close. That's number one. Number two, I don't anticipate that'll be the case tonight. Because I think they got their feet under them, and I think that the Wizards' best chance to win in the game in this series is when they go back to the nation's capital. Last point is a separate point. Scott Brooks was the coach in Oklahoma City who did guide this team to a conference title on at least a couple occasions. I'm wondering, with Russell Westbrook there, why did Sam Presti and the OKC Thunder elect to let go of Scott Brooks in favor of Billy Donovan? Maybe one day you'll enlighten me as to why that happened.
Well, I enlighten you on one thing. I know if Scott Brooks was there when they were up 3-1 on the Golden State Warriors,
you're the one.
They wouldn't have blew that damn series.
I agree with that. Totally agree with you.
But you know what?
Totally agree with you there.
When Max disagree, my grandpa always told me, when two men or three men disagree, the next word is bet, okay? Bet. And we'll talk about that later.
Hold on. I'll bet you on that, my brother. A matter of fact, remember how I told you I would take you to get some shirts because I need you with some new shirts? Remember I told you that?
Yeah.
Okay, fashion.
Are you ready for this?
Let me handle
I'll throw
fashion.
In a blazer. I'll throw in a blazer.
Careful, Stephen.
Really?
I'll throw
really?
In a blazer. Hold on. Are we talking about you going to Tom Ford or
wherever KP wants. Wherever KP wants. We can have that bet. We
KP.
Ain't nobody buying from you.
Do you get points? You get the 8 points or no?
Max, we're not doing all that.
We're not doing all of that.
Well,
I'm going to just throw that in there.
First of all,
you trying to sit there and define the bet.
That's right.
You don't get to do that.
8-point favorite. That's how it works.
Can you please explain to the fashion police that you don't buy off the rack? You need custom. First things first. We're not going to stores. He's an NBA player.
Stop.
Married to an NBA player.
That was very insulting. You crossed the line there.
No, I didn't. I'm married to an NBA player. You know how hard it is to get.
You know. Know me well enough.
Excuse me.
Yeah. You took me shopping one year.
I did.
You know that I know. You know that I know how to shop. And you know I don't go to cheap route. And you know I don't go to cheap route.
She's saying you can't go to a name brand store. You got to go. You can't get off the rack.
I'm going to get him custom fit for a blazer.
Okay.
Custom fit.
Bespoke.
Big perk.
Bespoke.
I'm going to get him custom fit for a blazer if the Wizards win tonight.
I know some spots out here in New York.
They're made to measure, Stephen.
And that's a big deal for me because I love Bradley Beal. I believe in Bradley Beal, and I know what a stud Russ is.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Have an important official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out. Message to Trae Young on behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae. I want to quote Steve Nash, one of the great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, that's not basketball. Trae, that hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on. Play the game the right way. See if you can win. I think the Knicks are going to teach you a lesson.
Things getting heated. rooted in NYC. That was Mayor Bill de Blasio going after Trae Young after his Game 1 heroics. Now the villain of MSG, that would be Trae Young's daddy. Rayford had this to say to the New York Daily News. Quote, he loves it. When they did it to Reggie Miller was in his prime. He was 28, 29 years old, near the back end of his career. They're going to have to see Trae for the next 10 or 15 years. Stephen A. Smith, your Knickerbockers. They fans, they finally have their villain, their loud, angry New Yorkers like yourself and Max Kellerman, and they're ready for a little rallying call.
So well, first of all, a couple of things we got to get out of the way. Don't listen to Mayor de Blasio. We can't wait for you to leave office any damn way, okay? Oh, and by the way, if you're going to sit up there and try to give the Knicks some encouragement, what the hell are you bringing up Steve Nash for? He's in Brooklyn with the Nets. We're talking about the Knicks here. You Trae Young, he has been playing the right way. Looking for fouls is the right way to go. Shooting those threes is the right thing to do. Getting in the lane, dropping those floaters is the right thing to do. Throwing those dime pieces is the right thing to do. If you are the New York Knicks, you got to clamp down. You got to sit up there. You got to double him. You got to get the ball out of his hands. You got to force somebody else to make a play. Julius Randle, there's two all-stars in this series. Only one showed up in game one. What you going to do in game two, baby? What are you going to do in game two? It's your time. Most improved player of the year. You got my vote in that category. You deserved it. Now it's time to show up and prove it. By the way, that was a beautiful thing with your son coming to deliver you the trophy for the most improved award. I'm telling you, that's my league MVP. Your son, Julius Randle, that's a special, beautiful kid right there. But you got to show up in game two. Oh, by the way, if you're Tom Thibodeau, how about doing this? Elfrid Payton, we like you. We appreciate the job that you did this year. But over the last month and a half or so, you struggled pretty miserably. Time to sit you down. Time to sit you down. And what it's time to do now is put Derrick Rose up in there, Rick Quickly, let them play a vast majority as backcourt mates, start Derrick Rose, and get this party started a bit earlier. RJ Barrett, the dunk was nice, brother, but we need you to hit some more of those perimeter shots. And Alec Burks, excuse me, Tom Thibodeau, get that man the ball. Keep giving him the ball because he's one of the guys that you can rely on from a perimeter shot. It's game two, baby. It's the Knicks. We coming. New York, stand up. New York, stand up. ATL, we coming.
Oh,
we
wow,
coming, ATL.
Okay.
We coming. We going to handle our business tonight in game two. We going to take you down.
He's
then we coming down to the ATL, and we taking over. We taking over. New York, stand up. New York, stand up. Here we come. Let's go, y'all. Let's go.
New York could be standing up because of the Brooklyn Nets, but let me tell you something, Stephen A., and everybody for that matter. I don't root for the Knicks as long as Dolan owns that team. Through Charles, had Charles Oakley arrested, basically. I don't root for the Knicks till Dolan sells the team.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at him over here.
Well, that's how I feel. Like, I never heard Steinbrenner threw Paul O'Neill out of Yankee Stadium or had him arrested or anything like that, right? But let me tell you why I'm not even focused on the Knicks, because the Nets are going to rep New York. I'm focused on de Blasio. The nerve of this man. One of the most humiliating things in the history of New York City. Like, when Bloomberg became mayor, he at least had the decency to say, okay, look, I was a Red Sox fan. I'm mayor of New York now. I'm a Yankees fan. Put on the hat. De Blasio refused in open defiance of New York City. Got elected mayor and refused and said he's still a Red Sox fan.
I like that. I like loyal
people. The worst thing, that's because you're not a New Yorker. The worst thing that ever happened in New York politically that way is that the mayor of New York roots openly for the Red Sox. It's intolerable. I can't. He should be impeached for that alone. And he has the nerve to open his mouth about another New York team?
And then brings up the other
Hell
New
no.
York team to talk about that New York
I
team.
I kind of loved it. I love what de Blasio did there.
Well, I can't wait till he gets out of office, personally.
Look, I'm not
right.
a fan. I'm
not
politics.
A fan.
I'm not, like
Red Sox thing alone.
Fan. But I will tell you this. I will
fun.
Tell you this. Trae Young is not playing the wrong way. He is playing the right way. Part of playing the right way is being able to draw fouls. I mean, de Blasio clearly doesn't know basketball. That's part of playing the right way. So the New York Knicks better stop this, brother, because let me tell you something right now. We didn't give Trae Young enough shine and enough praise because we've spent too much of the last 2 or 3 years talking about the draft day trade that involved Atlanta and
fouls,
Dallas.
He does hunt
where
fouls.
We got Luka Doncic. But Trae Young averaged 25 this year. Trae Young can ball. Trae Young
can make.
I can't get past the De Blasio thing. I'm sorry. When I was mayor of L.A., I gave up the Knicks for the Lakers.
Oh, my goodness.
I was mayor of Los Angeles. I gave up the Knicks for the Lakers.
Y'all are hilarious. Stephen A., did the Knicks even the series tonight?
We only yes, have a couple minutes. Absolutely. And I will be there.
Oh.
And we will close. We will close this out. The New York Knicks will show. They ain't going down to the ATL 0-2. They ain't going down. We coming down. We winning tonight. And then after that, Friday, we roll up at the Phillips Arena in the ATL. And oh, by the way, New York's in the building. It'll be more Knicks fans in attendance at the Phillips Arena than it will be Atlanta Hawks fans. We in the building. We coming.
The Knicks.
ATL, we coming.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of jealous. I need to go to some games.
The Knicks better win the game.
I agree with that.
Because
I agree with that.
Atlanta already got the split on the road. And I think the Knicks win this series in seven. I'm right on the fence. They lost game one at home. Maybe Atlanta in seven. It's a real long. But if the Knicks go down 0-2 at home to a lower seed,
important thing to say.
New York.
Important thing to say. Important thing to say.
We gotta go.
Atlanta has better talent.
Okay.
Oh boy.
They're just younger and inexperienced, and that's why the Knicks are going to win this series. They have better talent.
Right.
They're younger, and they're going to win.
I don't want to hear. You were just jumping
quickly, Barrett, Randall.
Show. You're done.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
LeBron James and the Lakers back in form, evening up the series with the Suns. AD made good on his word, redeemed his game one performance, scoring 34 points, grabbing 10 rebounds. LeBron added 23 while dishing out 9 assists. So we have Big Perk back here with us. I think we will momentarily, but meanwhile, I'm going to start with you, sir. That would be you, Max Kellerman. Are LeBron and AD the best duo in the NBA?
Yes, until proven otherwise. They're the defending champions. LeBron James is, other than Michael Jordan, the greatest player who ever lived. And AD is an MVP caliber player in his prime. That's the best combination. And if you think it's not the best combination, look what happened last year in the playoffs. You know, you had a Denver team that won a great series against Utah that then upset the Clippers. And it looked like they're the cardiac kids. Even when they're down 10, they have you right where they want you. And they were coming back on the Lakers took care of them in five. In fact, the Lakers gentlemen swept the Western Conference before beating the Heat. No one took them seven. 4-1-4-1-4-1-4-2. LeBron James, the best player in the game until further notice, and AD are the best combination in the NBA.
On paper, yeah. I think that we have to look at them and their resume, yes.
I perk.
But I'm just telling you, based on what I'm seeing, maybe it's because of LeBron James and AD's questionable health. Even though they're back and they're playing and they're healthy enough to play, they're clearly not 100%. I'm thinking about KD and Harden. And I'm like, I can't summarily, and I've got to throw Kyrie in there, KD, Kyrie. I can't summarily dismiss them. I'm telling you right now, I will say this. I think that once this season is over,
we may very well be calling somebody else the dynamic duo other than LeBron and AD, because I'm just a believer in Kevin Durant.
But what are you saying right now, though? Max right, is saying LeBron and Anthony Davis.
I would tell you right now, if I had to pick who I would want, the dynamic duo, it would be KD with James Harden rather than LeBron.
But not Kyrie. Oh. Not KD and Kyrie.
Because it's small. Because Kyrie's small.
He said, where are you at, Perk?
Well, I just can't believe the stuff I'm hearing from Stephen A. right now, okay? And I agree with Matt. For the simple fact that when you look at LeBron and AD, right, and you look at KD and James or KD and Kyrie, I get it. They impact the game offensively, all right? Anthony Davis and LeBron James, not only do they impact the game offensively, but they impact the game in a tremendous way on the defensive side of things. And this is why they're the number one defensive team in the league. Last night, they held the Phoenix Suns in the first, second, and third quarter under 25 points. Do you know how hard that is to do in today's game? And they would have done it in the fourth quarter if it wouldn't have been for those bonehead fouls by KCP and Dennis Schroeder fouling Devin Booker, shooting a three-point shot attempt. And I'm looking at it, and it's because of LeBron talking people through rotations. And then you talk about Anthony Davis, right? He could arguably win Defensive Player of the Year every single year, because there's no one in the league that does what he does on the defensive side of things. The way that he's able to switch one through five, guard smaller guys, guard guys and protect the paint and the interior, the way that he's able to cover ground. So not only are they both giving you 25 plus a night on the offensive end, they're impacting the defensive area too, Stephen A., and that's why I have to give them the edge of being the best duo in the NBA.
I don't mind standing down when you bring up defense, because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to front. I wasn't even thinking about it. You're absolutely right in terms of overall. I was just speaking strictly offensively with what KD and James Harden brings to the table and what I'd rather have now. It's that dynamic duo as opposed to LeBron and AD. But I can't say anything about that defensively other than this one point. You said that the Lakers were the top defense in the league. I got news for you. Number one in points forfeited in the league would be the New York Knicks. I know. It's just important to remember that. The New York Knicks are the number one defense. It's not the Los Angeles Lakers. It's not the Los Angeles Lakers.
You're right about,
it's the New York Knicks that's the number one defense in points allowed in the NBA. KP, is that correct? Is that correct?
And look, points allowed and just overall is two different things, Stephen A. And look, they're the number one. The New York Knicks are the number one.
I gotta take it how I can get it.
The New York Knicks are the number one defense until they have to.
Okay, can we stop right there? Can we stop right there? Let's not rain on my parade. Let's not rain on my parade, KP. Let's not rain. Did I do that to you? Did I come to Texas raining on your parade? Let me have this, man.
If the Knicks
the New York Knicks
ever
don't get technical
get
with
really
me,
good,
they're number one in points allowed.
But you know what?
Insufferable,
but you know what, Molly? I want to point out, New York stand up. New York stand up. And when it came to saying who's the best duo other than AD and LeBron, Stephen A. correctly says KD and Harden. And by the end of this season, by the end of this postseason, Perk, I'm afraid he's going to be right. Matt, KD and Harden, by the end of this playoff, he'll be right.
I have breaking news. I'm in the process of reaching out to James Dolan and the New York Knicks. I might have to sit courtside tonight. I think they need me. I might have to be courtside.
He's going to step over the body of Charles Oakley.
I got to see what I can do about sitting with Spike Lee and the crew. You know, Al Pagonia and those. I got to see what I can do about sitting courtside. I think they might need me tonight. Y'all might see a sighting because I've never sat courtside for Nick game. I might have to come out of pocket and sit courtside tonight.
Here's a piece
of advice. I think I need to be there like that. I just do. Feeling that right now.
Stephen A., don't say anything to Trae Young. That's a piece of advice.
I know better than that. I would never do that. And not only that, I'm a professional. So I'm not going to sit up there. The level of decorum has to be exercised. But I think the Knicks need to come out of that tunnel, and they need to see me right there.
Okay.
They need to see
me.
New York, stand up.
Knicks.
New York, stand up. That's what it is.
Brooklyn guys.
Can we please get to Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, okay.
From my stomping ground.
Not Utah.
Donovan Mitchell, boys and girls.
Look at that jacket right there, Molly. Look at that jacket.
You're getting one. You're getting everything you want to return tonight for the Jazz after being held out game one as he returned. Did you guys listen? Donovan Mitchell is returning from the sprained ankle. This is actually important stuff. Yeah. He was upset at the Jazz for not clearing him, and they lost to the Grizz. John Morant, whose playoff provides playoff prowess, excuse me, can do what? I'm trying, like, you're messing me up. I actually have to impress Boston.
You have on the beautiful yellow, and he's got yellow in the jacket, and you don't mention the HBCU jacket.
We're about to travel to all these HBCUs. We show so much love. We're the HBCU Pride show. Am I right?
Yes, we are.
Aren't you the ambassador for HBCUs?
Yes, we are.
We not about to start traveling doing that?
Yes, we are. And we're going to get that jacket. That jacket
all
will look
respect.
Pretty fly on you, Mom.
All respect.
That
I would love the jacket. Size medium.
It's a good looking jacket.
I'll even do a large and do oversized. Okay.
UConn.
Don't hate on UConn.
I'm not hating on UConn. Somebody's just a bit bougie about UConn.
Don't even try.
Stores.
Okay. Just settle down. Stephen A., who's going to have a bigger impact tonight? I'm sorry to our producers. I'm sorry, Sam. Ja or Mitchell?
Ja. I mean.
Why?
Donovan Mitchell's been out for a while.
Yeah, he's back. He's fresh. He's ready
No, he's not fresh. He's rusty. Yeah. He's very, very rusty.
Fresh legs.
Don't get me wrong. He will have an impact on the series. Donovan Mitchell is a star. We understand that. But this particular game, I think Ja has already put us all on notice that his coming out party is here. We saw him in a play-in game against Golden State. We saw him in game one, even though he had a lot of help from Dylan Brooks, and props to Dylan Brooks for that. And I love Memphis guts and moxie. Ain't scared of nobody. But Ja Morant is coming.
Yeah.
He's the reigning rookie of the year. He's special. He's in rhythm. He's in flow. And for this particular night, I would go with Ja Morant. Not to win. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm saying in terms of who's going to have the better game.
That makes sense.
I think it's Ja
Morant. That's rational, and it goes along with, Perk, what you said yesterday. And I was thinking, Rich, it's going to take him a couple games at least, but I'm going to go out on a limb and just say it's going to be Donovan Mitchell because he's a psychopath. Donovan Mitchell in the big games with the bright lights goes unconscious. I'm not going to forget what he did last year, and I'm going to go ahead and say, against all odds, walking in cold, Mitchell's gonna light it up.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna sit up.
Stephen A's taking out his wallet. I'm sorry to be stepping on you and, you know, with our delays.
I'm gonna let Perk go first because I don't want to interrupt his diatribe. Go first and then I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Go ahead, Perk. He's very distracting today. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I don't want to deny that Donovan Mitchell is a star from what we witnessed last year in the playoffs. Yeah. But look, coming back off an injury and having played at a high level, having been able to get those reps in, I got to take Ja Morant on this one because we have to realize Dylan Brooks is not no pushover when it comes on the defensive side of things. He just went through having a guard, Steph Curry, who's probably the toughest guard in the NBA right now for as anybody having to match up with him one-on-one. And with Donovan Mitchell coming back without getting those reps in, and Memphis already been playing at an extremely high level for over a month now because they had to get into the play-in tournament, play the play-in tournament, and now into the postseason, it's going to be hard for Donovan Mitchell to stand out tonight.
I totally agree with Kendrick Perkins, or shall I say he totally agrees with me. The brother is smart. He's very wise. His basketball analysis is astute, and we got that. All I want to say is this, New York, stand up. I'm just making arrangements right now. I'm going to come out of pocket. I'm going to come out of pocket, Max. I'm going courtside tonight for the Garden, Perk. I think they need me, Perk. I think they need me.
Yeah.
You know?
If you were really that dude, you'd be purchasing tickets for your counterparts over here.
No, not you two.
Why not?
You don't care about nothing but UConn. And this dude's a traitor.
What
hell no. I would leave y'all out in the street.
I wouldn't leave you out in the street.
I'd put you in the upper deck where you belong.
I grew up in the nosebleeds at the guard.
Okay?
I grew up in the nosebleeds at the guard.
And by the way, oh no, New York Knicks fans are not phony. And oh, by the way, not only will I be courtside, Perk, I might be courtside in the ATL. I think my prison needs to be there too, Perk. I think that needs to happen too, Perk.
Don't try to act like a courtside ATL. I can get that.
Let me tell you something. Not to this series.
You know the problem I have, and look, I'm not taking anything away from the New York Knicks and what Tom Thibodeau and Worldwide West and everyone has done with the organization. And I get it. Y'all haven't been to the playoffs since, you know, 1968. And it's all good. I understand. But you know the problem I have with the Knicks fans is that can y'all show some class? Can y'all be humble?
I agree
can
with that.
Can y'all just talk? Like, I'm just saying, can y'all show some class, like, at the playoff game and stuff like right. that? Do y'all have to just be so obnoxious?
Then I agree. Hold on. Whoa. I call them out. I agree with you. The New York Knicks fans should have never been chanting that stuff to Trae Young. Give this brother his respect and appreciation, but heckle him in a way that tries to distract him, but don't disrespect him. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We've learned the error of our ways. We gonna make amends. Life is about second chances. This is America, baby. This is America, okay? Sometimes you make mistakes, KP. That's what happens. But you come back and you correct yourself. The New York Knicks fans will do that tonight. New York, stand up. We coming. We coming to the Garden tonight, and then we going down to the ATL Friday night, man. We go down to the ATL. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go. Yeah.
I'll take it away.
Let's go.